The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
First and goal, Vikings. Thielen in motion. Dalvin Cook forward and in for a Viking touchdown. Dalvin Cook, he's going to get a first down. And Dalvin Cook pushes his way toward the end zone. Do they try and take advantage? Pass is caught. Touchdown, Texans. Will Fuller. Fake to Madison. Cousins fires for the end zone. There's a flag down, but the catch is made, and it's Adam Thielen for a Viking touchdown. Madison into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings. Three-man rush. Watson steps up. Fires for the end zone. It's a touchdown for the Texans. Kenny Stills. This is the ball game here. Watson. Whoa, what a one-handed attempt. Touchdown! Will Fuller.
Wow.
It looked like a one-handed one foot. And did he get the other one down in time?
After review, as the runner went to the ground, the ball hit the ground and moved. Therefore, it's an incomplete pass.
Obviously, with where we're at, we have to do a better job coaching. Relative to the last question, John, I don't have any control. All I can control is what I can control, and I've got to do a better job with the team. I mean, that's obvious, and we're going to work hard to do that.
Sports. So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, well, you controlled everything, and now you control nothing. How about that? O'Brien gone. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. You want to get in today, and I think you might, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And you can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, send a message, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A-J is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. Can text the show, you know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch, go to twitch.tv/ESPN975, and you can comment there. You can also listen to what goes on the break. And it's a Monday. And boy, did everything just change a few moments ago. And I'm not talking about your Astros losing.
Yeah, that's not changing right now anyway. But yeah, this is one of those days. And it happens every once in a while. I try to stop doing management work at around 2 o'clock every day and make sure I've got some time to get together everything I need for the show and make sure that we can try and entertain you for 3 hours. And then every once in a while at 3:55, something happens that just makes you throw out everything that you had planned for the day, and the show is going to be a lot different than you expected it to be. And today at 3:55, Adam Schefter announced that Cal McNair has informed Bill O'Brien he is no longer the head coach, and I assume, or the general manager.
Yeah, he's fired from both.
Yeah, so he's gone. So
Romeo Crennel will be your interim head coach, which he's done that before. Probably the only guy on staff. That's part of the problem why O'Brien was such a failure. He's probably the only guy on staff who's qualified to be an interim coach.
I mean, he really is. And they're in an odd situation now because they don't have a guy that you feel good handing over the reins for the rest of the season. And normally, if you're 0-4, you say, who cares? Just hand it to whoever and let's wreck this thing and get a good draft pick. But why you want to help out the Dolphins? So I don't know if this is, when we say interim coach, are there teams that are going to be willing to let assistants leave in the middle of the season?
No.
For a head coaching job?
No. You're going to have to do it. You're going to have to use the people you have here, which one of the many things O'Brien did wrong was not, and I've bitched about this forever, not hire quality assistants so that you have guys.
Yeah, well, to be fair, Vrabel, he was here and he got a job.
Yeah, he's done okay. That's the one guy, though.
Yeah.
I mean, go look at all the guys that have done really well that have left Kansas City. Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl. Matt Nagy's done okay with the Bears. Eric Bieniemy is going to be a great coach for somebody. I mean, all those guys, you know, that's the thing. Good coaches have good assistants. How many guys has he had go anywhere? Remember George Godsey? Yeah. He let him go. He wound up coaching defense.
It's true.
So, yeah.
I had to hire him.
So, yeah, there's no way you're going to get, I mean, you might find, there might be some out-of-work coaches that you could bring in. If you're Romeo, you need somebody to run that offense. It can't be Tim Kelly.
No.
And we've seen what his act is.
Well, we saw Bill O'Brien calling the plays last week, even though he wants to admit, he doesn't want to admit. I guess maybe now he can stop lying and stop acting like everything's a big secret.
Yeah, no kidding. And I mean, it was obvious he was calling plays yesterday. It was obvious he was calling bad plays. I mean, it's the same thing we've seen out of him forever. And yeah, I commend Cal McNair for saying, you know what, this isn't working. I wish he'd done it before he traded DeAndre Hopkins. But you know what? I'm going to be honest here. I think Cal got conned a little bit by O'Brien.
I think he did.
And by Jack Easterby. And I think that, you know, I think when you get conned, it's hard to admit, oh, man, I got conned. And he did. So good for him. Good for Cal. I think at least Texans fan has something. Yeah, it's so funny, man. I got up this morning and I mean, just felt fantastic. Best I've felt in forever. I think my medication's finally kicked in to where I feel like myself again. And I just felt like something really good is going to happen today. I just felt it.
Your erection didn't last more than 6 hours, did it?
No. About 30 seconds, man. About 30 seconds.
And I thought 4 hours was bad. Six would have been real bad.
You would have had to see a doctor.
But you know, I just felt like something good was going to happen. And I got to say, this is a good thing for Texans fan. It's not for this year. I mean, this makes
or
no...
Or next year, honestly.
Well, I mean, I think next year, if you bring in a really quality GM, then you can fix some of these problems. I mean, you're not going to be in cap hell because you can get rid of some of these mistakes. Like Brandon Cooks, thanks for the 0 fantasy points yesterday, by the way.
Well, that's the second rounder that came with
yeah, but David, I mean, Johnson. David Johnson, all those guys you can get rid of.
J.J. Watt.
If you want to get rid of J.J. Watt, you can.
Almost,
I mean,
it's almost time, honestly.
Well, I mean, you may want to look at moving him at the deadline this year. Somebody would probably
Agreed.
Give you something for him and rebuild your draft picks. That's probably the one thing you have of value that you could get rid of. But I think that this is, you know, this is where you say, okay, this didn't work. We're hitting the reset button completely and go from there. And I think it takes balls to fire somebody 4 games in.
It really does.
It does. So I'm going to take back some things I've said about Cal McNair. Good for him for saying, you know what, enough of this crap.
And I'll be the first to admit I was totally wrong because I thought zero chance they would fire him this season. Zero chance. And I mean, what they won a playoff game for like what, the second time in forever?
Yeah.
Last year. And 5 games later, it's almost like when the Rockets fired Kevin McHale.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, they'll look what they just did. They're going to give him some time. And then they're like, nah, let's do it now. And I do think it's the best thing to do is sometimes when you know he's not the right guy, you've got to pull the Band-Aid off. And here's the thing. Here's where when Bill O'Brien talks about being so close, when you're in the NFL, if you've got your quarterback, you should be a piece or two away. If you think you're a piece or two away and one of those pieces isn't your quarterback, you should never start 0-4. You should never start. Quarterbacks that are what if they are your franchise guy in year 4, they should never be starting 0-4. And a lot of that's on Deshaun, which we'll get to later in the show.
Yeah, because we got plenty of time to do that.
But Bill O'Brien, you can't fool anyone any longer and say you're close because that's not close.
No, and I think yesterday it's kind of one of the things that I wrote was it was basically Bill O'Brien's 2020 Texans in a nutshell. You basically get behind. You can't stop the run. They've done nothing. They've made no adjustments to run the football better, to stop the run. And you knew Dalvin Cook was going to have a big game. We talked about it. But then you're in the fourth quarter. You're down 15 and you're still running the ball? Are you just trying to get your running average up? It's kind of what it felt like. It did. It felt like stat padding because you look at the running numbers and they're not that bad. But we all know that when the game was actually competitive in the first half, it wasn't competitive, but when they were supposed to be competing, they couldn't run the ball. So, I mean, I don't know what that was about. And I think the players, it's obvious the players, I don't want to say they've quit on him, but that looked like a bunch of guys who were just satisfied to get out there and get their big paychecks. And, you know, I'm not going to put all of it on him, but a lot of your high paid guys, they look like guys who got their money and they're happy. And that kind of includes your quarterback.
Well, and what he said yesterday, we're going to have to get to that too, which is it pissed me off. The last couple tweets from Ian Rappaport, and it almost sounds like, I don't know, were we fooled all along that thinking Bill O'Brien was the guy that had all the power in the organization? Is it possible that Jack Easterby is the one? Because it says here that Jack Easterby fired Bill O'Brien. Because they had not seen eye to eye recently.
Well,
I mean, was Jack Easterby all along the guy here? Is that possible?
I guess it's possible.
Boy, who saw? That's like a
but that's
like a crazy movie ending, like where they have the mask off and it's Scooby Doo.
Maybe
like,
maybe Cal McNair did what the Joker did in The Dark Knight, where he snaps the pool cue between the three gangsters. And he says, "I can only hire two of you." And lets them maybe. Decide.
But I could only hire one.
Yeah.
That's okay.
So maybe Cal McNair walked in there and said, look, there's two of you. Only one of you is going to survive. Figure it out.
I mean, I don't know. But now Ian Rappaport tweeted something that's awful, and I hope he's wrong. Although I would like Nick Caserio to come here. It says that, you know, and Jack Easterby's on. He's here forever, it seems. Like his contract's for like 5 or 6 more years. He's here. Although, listen, there was Alex Bregman home run, by the way.
3-1 now?
I feel like the guy who got fired. Who's the guy doing the baseball game? And he said something really insensitive.
Thom Brenneman.
Thom.
Yeah, and then he's like, I'm talking all this about Bill O'Brien. It's like, and Alex Bregman, deep to left field, and that's a home run. But Bill O'Brien, his corpse is now, I mean, that's what it feels like. But no, Jack Easterby's here for the long term. But Ian Rappaport says he's obviously close with Patriots de facto GM Nick Caserio and Patriots OC Josh McDaniels, both clearly names to watch in Houston. Here's what I'll say, and as much as I like Nick Caserio, go anywhere but the Patriots organization.
Exactly.
You have to stop trying to be the Patriots, and it has to stop now. It's gone on long enough. You need to make a clean break from that, and if you hire Nick Caserio, and really Jack Easterby's already kind of got some of that in him, like that culture. But do not hire anyone who's been involved with the Patriots organization.
I do not want Josh McDaniels under any circumstances. And let somebody else make that mistake. We've seen it over and over with these Patriots assistants. And you know what? I think the Dolphins may have a good one in Brian Flores, but we don't know yet. Otherwise, I mean, Matt Patricia, how's that worked out?
He's not good so far. He's like, oh, I started here in a mess. Actually, Caldwell was actually doing a lot better than you are.
He was. All right, we'll get to that. We got a lot more. We'll get to your phone calls as well. And I think it's a happy day in Houston. I'm just gonna say
good
that.
Times, come on.
Indeed. And I have to tell you about Harry's Razors. And guys, listen, man, I've been using Harry's Razors for years. They're affordable. They're awesome. And I'm nice and clean shaven today because I used my Harry's Razors right before I came in. And guess what? They improved their blades, and they're still only $2 each. Everybody else improves stuff and charges you more money, but not Harry's. They didn't raise their prices at all. You can find their new sharper blades in big box drug and grocery stores near you. If you like to shop online, you can get a trial set for just $3 when you use code KFNC at checkout at Harry's.com. And that's where I would go, but although I walked into a Walgreens the other day, and there was Harry's, and you know, affordable as always, and you can get Harry's at all of these places now. Harry's is available wherever you shop. You can get them at big box drug and grocery stores near you. Just head on over to the grooming aisle. And if you like to shop online, Harry's has a great offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set with code KFNC at Harry's.com. Includes a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Don't forget to use code KFNC at checkout and give Harry's sharper blades a try.
The Blitz. Sports on ESPN 97.5.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A32 brings up something. Guys, you got to factor in they couldn't even sell 13K seats. Cal's about making money. Wasn't just that. Now, I wasn't there, but I talked to somebody who was. And in the best of times, there's a bunch of fans from other teams there. This is not the best of times, and there were a ton of Vikings fans in there for such a small, and you could see it on TV. It seemed like there was one for every Texans fan. I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm going by what I was told. But, you know, that's got to wake you up a little bit, and especially when your team comes out and plays like that. So, Philip wants to know, can we count this as a Texans win, 1-4? Yeah, man, this has got to feel good for Texans fan. It really does, because I know you guys had lost hope, and you should have. I mean, that was pathetic yesterday. There was, and okay, let me just throw one more thing out there, and maybe we'll take some calls here and let the people vent a little bit. How is it that you can prepare for a team all week, and you're allegedly an offensive genius, even though you've never had a top 10 offense? It's okay. How is it that every single week you go 3-and-out on your first possession? Isn't that when you should have your best plays?
It's pretty unbelievable, yeah, because you've got all week to plan for this drive.
Right.
And they always seem to fail at it.
You want to let the people weigh in here a little bit?
Yeah, we can do some of that. Let's go to Adrian first. Hello, Adrian.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Sports.
Appreciate y'all for having me. First time, long time. And I just want to say to all the Houstonians, Merry Christmas. It's a great day in Houston. I'm telling y'all right now, Cal can run for mayor right now, and he'd probably win.
Not with that mustache.
I don't know.
You have to shave.
He just earned my respect in one move. I had no respect for him before he made this decision, because I didn't even think he had it in him. You know, just like y'all were mentioning, I don't think y'all thought he had it in him to pull the trigger on this. But I'm glad he did pull the trigger on this, and it was much needed. It was a firing a year, you know, too late, but, you know, this is what we get. So I just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody, and thank you, Bill, but you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Yeah, this is honestly going to go down as, on the field, it may have been one of the most productive eras of Texans football.
In terms of wins and losses, yes.
But, like, let's look at what we really want to look at when you hire a coach or a GM, and in this case, it's a little bit of both, although he was the coach, you know, long before he was the GM. But in either scenario, the goal, and it's really in any job, including ours, are things better when you leave than when you start? And, like, at what point do you leave the organization in a better place than when you took it over? And I think the answer is a resounding no, particularly from the GM aspect.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's almost a non-discussable argument. Like, there's no two sides of it. The Texans are in worse shape with cap, with personnel, with really everything, with future draft capital, than they were when he came in. Now, on the field, well, right now it's easy to say, no, they're 0-4. I don't know. I mean, I think the team in the last couple years has been better than when Bill O'Brien took over. But
appreciably better.
Not enough to warrant, 7 years?
Yeah. Well, he didn't get through his seventh year.
Six plus. Like I said, not enough to warrant 7 years. It warranted 6 years and 4 games. So, I think that this has really been sort of a dark time. Now that it's over, it's you can look back and say, oh my God, like that the franchise is really in, you know, it's almost like going back to being an expansion team. Like, it's
It's not that.
You've got a long way to go.
There's a home run for the A's. What's that make it?
4-3.
4-3. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, Correa tied it up when we were in
honestly, break. I think it's only dark because with O'Brien running things, it was obvious that he was setting the team back by dealing all his draft picks, by dealing away your best offensive weapon and not getting anything back for it. And I think that's where that was ultimately his undoing. I think it'll go back to the Hopkins trade and you'll be like, okay, that's the one that got him fired. And it should have got him fired at the time. And Cal should have stopped him. Somebody should have stopped him and just said, nope, you know, you guys work this out. If you can't, you know what? Getting a new coach.
And you know what? There were red flags leading up to that as far as him, the GM. Like when the Clowney instance, for one. Like
right,
the
which fact there that, was no reason to handle that the way they did.
You either waited too long to trade him or you shouldn't have traded him at all. And you get back a very limited haul. And then you have to pay his salary on top of it.
Yeah.
That made no sense to me. Then the Tunsil deal, where I get you wanted to get this guy, I get it. But getting him and not getting him locked up when they got him, instead waiting
and then having to overpay.
To pay way over sticker price. Pay not only over sticker price, like pay him a record contract for an offensive lineman when he's a good offensive lineman. He's not the best offensive lineman in the NFL, not even close. So I think those were red flags. I'm with you, though. The Hopkins trade, especially, I mean, I thought we both thought it at the time. There's some people who unbelievably tried to justify it. And not necessarily what they got back, but even the thought of trading Hopkins, they tried to justify.
Yeah.
I think now, four games in, without Hopkins, you see that was not the right move. And not only that, there's nothing worse. And this goes back to the Tunsil trade. There's nothing worse than being 0-4 with really little reprieve coming up, it doesn't look like. It doesn't look like this team's going to be considerably better throughout the season. I mean, if they win four games, I'd be, wow, they turned something into it, made something out of it. But with no first or second round draft pick, I can't imagine a worse feeling as someone running a franchise. Like knowing that you're going to be one of the worst teams and you're not going to get that prize at the end of the season that you get for being the worst team. That's just got to be debilitating.
It is, although, again, I think a good quality GM can come in here and clear out some of these overpriced guys and get some good free agent signings. That's how you're going to have to do it, right? Make some smart decisions, which, you know, this group didn't do. I mean, they did a few things right. I don't want to, you know, totally turn it into, oh, everything he did was stupid. It's just he did two or three really. The Clowney thing was number one on my list. I didn't mind the Tunsil trade. I know you, but I would have liked to have had him signed.
Not getting him signed is my biggest issue with it.
But the Hopkins trade, and then to get all these guys who are your guys in your roster, and they clearly don't want to play for you. I mean, that was pretty obvious yesterday. I mean, it was, and I'm sure you noticed this too. There were a lot of guys out there that just looked like they didn't care. And here's your statement from Cal McNair.
Please.
On behalf of my family and our entire organization.
Why are you talking like that?
I want to sincerely thank Bill O'Brien and his family for their impact on our franchise.
Oh, now that's an odd choice of words.
Bill's leadership moved our organization forward as he guided us to four AFC South Division championships, 52 wins, and multiple playoff appearances during his tenure. Bill proved himself as a coach and a leader in this league. I spoke with him earlier today and told him we're moving in a different direction. Romeo Crennel will serve as our interim head coach for the remainder of the 2020 season. We have a talented team, and I have no doubt our players and staff will rally to make Texans fans proud as we aim to win championships and do great things for the city of Houston. So, yeah.
I don't know how to take it. I mean,
he's being nice. Yeah, he's being nice. You know what? I'm not going to fault the guy for being classy.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service. Now get your ass out of here.
Beat it.
Yeah. So this is a good day, man. I'm in a good mood, damn it.
I mean,
I hate to dance on somebody's I'm not going to say that. I do like dancing on graves if it's the right grave.
Yeah.
And how long have I been bitching about Bill O'Brien? You too. We have been on this guy for 4 years, maybe longer, that he wasn't the answer. And a lot of you guys kept coming after us and saying, oh, you're wrong. Look, four division titles. Where are you, texter who defended him constantly? Where the hell are you? Because you were wrong. And yeah, you know what? I do like spiking the football every now and then when we're right about something.
He's actually on the phone with movers to help pack up his house and find.
Oh yeah, well no, I mean he
you suck too.
Yeah. So you know what? Congratulations, Texans fan. Congratulations, Cal McNair. This is a good day.
Man,
yeah.
Dell's got to retire that. I got to retire this.
Capital P, capital E, capital A, capital M.
Oh no, don't retire it.
I don't think you have to retire that. You suck too.
It's not my job to do that.
Yeah, that's those are evergreen things.
So, yeah, Greg brings up a point, said impact, not contribution. That was a swipe, no doubt in my mind. Yeah, well, he's, did you see this thing that Tyler retweeted from Diana Russini of ESPN?
No.
I spoke with sources in Houston, and they tell me 2 weeks ago is when it really started to fall apart. One source said that's when OB lost the team. The offense was beyond frustrated, and it even turned into a verbal blow up at practice. Mm. So, Nick says he should have been fired after that Chiefs playoff loss. I would have not left there without Eric Bieniemy on the plane. That's me. And I hope that that's who they hire. And you guys can throw out a bunch of speculation, but if you ask me, my number one choice, Eric Bieniemy, I think that's a lot of people's because...
The problem is that's a long way from now.
But that's, I know, but at least you got a head start here.
And you also have to assume that the Chiefs are going to play football for a long time into the playoffs.
So what?
And you can talk to his agent.
The right guy's the right guy. And if he's your guy, you get it lined up and you go.
All right, let's hit a break because we're due, and then we'll burn through some phone calls. We want to make sure you guys get a chance to talk today. So we'll catch you guys on the other side of this break.
All right, guys. You know, if you were pulling your hair out after the Texans game yesterday, you can get it put back in. All good things can happen, just like getting rid of O'Brien. You can get your hair back thanks to my man, Dr. Linville. And if you want to get on the Twitch and see how it looks today, I'm thrilled with it, man. It was over a year ago that I went in and had it done. And, I mean, it's just been amazing. And it's such a great procedure. These aren't hair plugs. This isn't some goofy thing where, you know, it's your hair, but it's a wig. This is your own hair. And all he does is extract individual follicles from the back of your head, transplants them to where you're thinning. So he took them all off the back of my head, put them on the front, 2,451 neograft of the hair, and now this is how it looks. And the cool thing is, if you're working from home, you can have this done. A lot of people are kind of embarrassed. They don't want people to know they get it done. Well, get it done now, and by the time you go back, people are going to be like, oh, you look great, and they won't know why. Just tell them, hey, thank you. Go to 975hair.com, and you can set up your virtual consultation or a real consultation. He just wants to help people like you, like me, and even himself. He had it done as well. Go to 975hair.com today. Change your life. I'm your OG. My time is shining like the boy that drop on New Year's Eve.
And she cut down to the D, she be like 5-4-3. Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Fired Bill O'Brien Day, everybody. It's a hell of a gift
on
a Monday.
Good to be here.
A lot of people want to weigh in. Why don't we let the people go? We'll start with Don.
Sports, fellas.
Sports, Don.
Hey, so look, so I find it ironic that the only guy that you guys get on more than Bill O'Brien is Will Fuller. And Will Fuller stays hurt. And if Will Fuller would have caught that pass, he could have possibly saved his boy's job, man. What do you guys think about being ironic that Will Fuller was the one to drop?
I do think it's funny because there's a lot of if Will Fuller caught that ball, the world would be a different place. Notre Dame would have probably a championship somewhere along the way. Bill O'Brien will probably have a job today. It is a bit ironic. Listen, I do think it's more than. And let's face it, they would have had to get a 2-point conversion. The fact that that game came down to a play like that. Doesn't do what the game was justice. The Vikings had their way with the Texans. Make no mistake, those two teams did not play a close ball game. the Vikings stuck it in the Texans and had their way with them. And yeah, it was ugly. Kirk Cousins thoroughly outplayed Deshaun Watson. And you can look at the final stats and make of them what you want. Kirk Cousins was the better quarterback yesterday, which is really almost vile to say out loud, but it's just a fact.
Yeah. I was going to, one of the things that I was going to get to today is I think this is their worst loss because, okay, you can make a case that they were playing the two best teams and yeah, they weren't competitive with them, but then they really weren't competitive with the Steelers after the first half last week. They weren't competitive with this team and this team was winless. Same boat they're in.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me they were competitive. And Deshaun in the first half, when you're supposed to be establishing everything, was terrible. 6 of 17? It's unacceptable.
Yep.
All right, let's grab some more. What do you want, Aaron? Norman, go. Norman, go.
Hey, so I was there at the game on Sunday. It literally felt like an away game. There was a point in the second half where those the Minnesota Vikings were driving, and every single Vikings fan stood up and did their little cheer or whatever it might be. It was cringeworthy. And, you know, of course, when David Johnson dropped that that option pass, fumbled it, or recovered, whatever it was, I think that was a great representation of how Bill O'Brien's career was going to finish out that day.
Yeah, I mean, it was – you did hear some – like, I could hear it on TV, some cheers from when the Vikings would have a big play.
Damn skull all over the place.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the Fuller catch that wasn't – and he wasn't a catch, by the way. I think we can all agree on that. Yeah, if he catches that, does it save O'Brien's job? I'm going to go with probably not because I don't know that they get the two-point conversion. If that's the play calls you're doing down there, do you really think he had something in his pocket for the two-point conversion?
I don't.
And even if they do that, the Vikings had worn them down by the end of the game. They could have just handed off to Dalvin Cook three times. He'd have taken it 80 yards, and that's it.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's try Michael.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, fellas. Hey, so for me, last year when they lost against the Denver Broncos, that was – And the Denver Broncos, they slapped us at home, and they destroyed us. So that for me, that was it. And also, you got to think, if you're a season ticket holder and your team is this horrible, how much easier is it? And these in the economic situation, how much easier is it to not renew your season tickets? You know what I'm saying?
Well, we talked about that during the off season. Is that people are going to? And it's not just an excuse, by the way, that. With the COVID thing, some people are not going to want to be in crowds and some people are going to be like, I can't afford to spend thousands of dollars on Texans tickets. I could, but is it worth it? So would they
I know people who are really hardcore Texans fans, like season ticket holders since day one, who had no interest in tickets to this season. None. And not because they're scared of COVID.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many friends of mine have said they didn't renew their tickets this year. They opted out and they weren't going to do it next year.
Who's paying their good hard-earned money for this?
I mean, you have to be beyond hardcore at this stage. And it doesn't sound like there were very many hardcores in the stands. And the ones that were surprised me a little bit because they had Fire O'Brien signs and bags over their faces. And we were saying last week that wasn't going to be the kind of people who went. Well, guess what? I guess the message got across. All right. Mel, go. Go, Mel.
Hey, sorry, sports.
Sports, man.
Big fan. One of the issues that I have with everything that's going on is that O'Brien left nothing for the next guy to work with.
No.
And nobody's going to want to go to the games for years, and the problem we had was we ran into the same issue with Bud Adams and the Oilers. You know, they may end up moving the team. It may end up being one of those things, but the next guy is going to look like not a very good coach either because no draft picks. Everybody's aging. And you know, poor Watson could end up like Carr, staring at the ceiling. And I'll shut up and listen to you guys talk about that.
Yeah, let's stop with the sky is falling. They're not moving the franchise. That's a bit much. Listen, yeah, is it going to be a challenge? Absolutely. But it's not the end of the world because you still have some assets. You've got the quarterback, theoretically. and theoretically you're going to have a decent enough offensive line. You've got a lot of stuff you're going to have to overhaul, and no, you don't have high draft picks to do it, but draft picks are not going to impact you next year as much as they will the year after that, the year after that. You're going to suffer from not having last year's, but I think there are, you go out and get some quality free agents to replace some of these overpaid guys. You don't have to take a ridiculous step back. You don't.
I'll tell you who is on the hot seat almost immediately, in my opinion. And you guys may disagree. When I say hot seat, it's not like he's going to lose his job. But the pressure's turned up on Deshaun Watson. Because there's no longer... And I've been saying this since week one or two. I was telling people, listen, if this guy's a paid man now, you guys have to stop babying him and stop saying, well, if it weren't for Bill O'Brien, he'd be a top three quarterback in the league. Listen, top three quarterbacks in the league don't go 0-4. No matter who their coach is, they don't go 0-4. It doesn't happen. Deshaun Watson right now, he's an average NFL quarterback. Now, is his potential still greater than that? Of course it is. But whoever this new coach is, you can't start making the excuses already. Well, he's working with an interim coach. Like, he doesn't have Bill O'Brien anymore. At some point, Deshaun Watson has to become that dude. And the pressure to me is on him now, because he is the guy with this franchise. He's the guy who all your hopes should be tied to. He's the guy with all the power, really, because he's the guy who's here. He's going to be here for a long time.
Well, he should have that pressure on him. There's no question. And you know, I don't know that they have a coach on staff that is going to be any different than Bill O'Brien, which I think is part of the problem for the rest of this season. I hope that they let Romeo go and get somebody who's sitting out right now and bring him in at least as a consultant to redo the offense. But it's hard to do on the fly. And somebody brought up, this reminds me of how Chip Kelly left the Eagles. I've been saying this guy's Chip Kelly all along. It's Chip Kelly all over again. And yes, if you think about how he left the Eagles, it was a very similar situation. And you know what? The Eagles got the right coach in there, and they were able to win a Super Bowl. I think the Texans are not going to go that far back if they get the right people. But you got to make the right hire this time. And I don't know what Jack Easterby's, Jesus Jack's role is here, but you know that can't be your guy making decisions for you.
Well, I mean, if you're Cornell...
Well, it's either him or Cal. What would you prefer?
Well, if Cal made this call, I prefer Cal at this point.
I don't know who made this call. I don't think any of us do.
But, can we also get rid of the offensive line coach now? That's another one I've been calling for a while. Let's squeeze in another caller real quick. Chase, go.
Hey, guys. You're talking about this is Deshaun's franchise now. What about... Instead of Josh McDaniels, what do you think of the prospect of bringing in his old college coach, Dabo Sweeney? If he wins a national championship, maybe he's got nothing left to prove in the college ranks. And also, what are the odds that JJ gets traded mid-season now? You desperately need picks. He probably wants to play for a contender. What about shipping him out of town and just doing a total reset? I'll hang up and listen.
I don't know what you could get for JJ, but I will say this, and I was on board with – Listen, J.J. Watt, they probably should have – I thought maybe they should have even cut him before the season, just once you start paying these guys. But your defense, especially your front seven, is so bad already. Like, you're setting all-time records for ineptitude on the front of that defense. Like, this is the worst run defense since the 80s through four games. Like, it's unbelievable. I don't know that taking JJ out of it right now would make a huge improvement.
Well, I don't know how much worse they can get. Now, I don't want to – I mean, they've got some guys up there that are playing okay against the pass. I think also part of the problem is you're highly paid middle linebackers.
They both suck.
I mean, Cunningham and McKinney.
And I'll tell you this.
And those are the guys you're supposed to be using to stop the run, because your big guys are supposed to tie up the blockers so they can make the tackles.
The money that they spent on those linebackers – should have gone to DJ Reader.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious. And it's hindsight, I guess, although I was saying you can't let this guy go and replace him with nothing. But DJ Reader was the best player on your defense last year. It's funny to think that this team that was they were okay last year, but they weren't a real contender. They got rid of their best defensive and offensive player in the same offseason.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. But DJ Reader was so much more important to this defense than either one of those linebackers. And I get, I mean, he got paid a premium as he should have because he deserved it. He, like, he was, again, he was the best player on your defense last year. In hindsight, that's another Bill O'Brien failure, letting him walk away and really replacing him with just guys.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, that's another mistake that was made. And then choosing to pay both of these guys.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to pay one, but geez.
Well, and I mean, McKinney is just, unless you run right into him, then, I mean, it's not like he's running around the field making plays. But hey, you know what? Makes them easier to bet on next week, and you know where you can bet, my bookie. And guys, you got NBA going on. You know the Heat got back in the series. You got baseball going on right now. If you want to get on and bet in game, you can do that. You got two NFL games to play tonight. College football all weekend, and guys, my bookie is the place to do it. And it's easy because when you win, you get paid. A lot of these sites don't do it, but I tell you what, my bookie, easy deposits, easy withdrawals. And you will get paid if you win. And all kinds of options for you. The live betting is fantastic. Did a bunch of that this weekend. Almost everything I played this weekend that I hit, it's all on my bookie. And the cool thing is when I want my money out, I'm not going to have a problem. Join today. They're going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio when you sign up. That's promo code radio. Tons of options for you to get in on all the action. Now's like the best sports time ever if you want to bet. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. MyBookie, you bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Let's blast through a few more of your calls here. So that let's go to Leo. What's up?
Hey, sports guys. Couple things. First was... I'm a delivery driver, and I was out in Wallace, which is, like, I don't know if y'all know, but it's 23 miles, like, southwest of Katy, and I was pretty good, decent signal out there, so it's nice to be able to hear it when I'm out in the country. But I was going to say, after the news today, I'm kind of jazzed about this team now because I've been out on this team for the last few years, so and it's nice to see some change for once. And I'm just hoping this kind of lights a fire under Deshaun's butt because – during that post-game interview the other day, he just sounds like he didn't care. Like, you know, we lost, but he just sounds like a kid who has his couple million in the bank, and win or lose, he don't care. So hopefully he has a new attitude change, and I'm looking forward to this team in the years to come. It's going to be an uphill battle, but we'll see what happens. Thanks for your time, and y'all take care.
All right. Q? Let's try Q.
Hey, sports, y'all.
Sports, man.
Hey, man. We need to celebrate. We're in the Eric Bieniemy lottery now, y'all. Would he rather go to the Jets or to the Texans? And I think the Texans are more appealing. And I think that has something to do with them firing him. If you got a hot coach.
You know what makes it less appealing? The Jets will probably have the number one pick in the draft. And I mean, would you rather coach a team with Trevor Lawrence and basically a clean slate? Or a team that's already, you know, got some cap issues and you don't really get to pick and choose your groceries. I mean, this is – and I mean, I get there may be someone who says I'd rather have the veteran quarterback, but I'd rather have Trevor Lawrence on a rookie deal than Deshaun Watson making $40 million. I mean, I don't know about you.
It depends on what he wants. If he wants an established guy, and again, I know all the guys are all the cupboards bare. They've got nothing.
No, I don't think they've got nothing.
Honestly, this team is going to be much farther along than the Jets. And I'm telling you, there are ways to turn this roster over without having to use draft picks and get some better players in here, which they need to do. They don't need to be spending money on running backs, especially with what they're getting out of them. But, and you would have a chance from a free agency perspective to bring in some of your own guys who are veterans who are ready to play. So, I mean, that would be appealing to me. And if I think Deshaun Watson is
potentially an elite quarterback. But if I don't, then I'd rather start over with Trevor Lawrence. But the flip side of it is, if you've got an established guy, you can tweak the roster a little bit to fit what you want. You can win more games right away here than you can in New York.
Oh, certainly. I'll say this, though. Unless something drastically changes with Deshaun Watson over the next 12 weeks, it's not even maybe a little of this, maybe a little of that. I would 100% rather have Trevor Lawrence on a rookie deal than a $40 million Deshaun Watson.
Well, 100%. He's not $40 million for two more years, so he's next year. He's affordable for the next 2 years.
You're locking him in. You're going to be locked into that guy for eternity for a good chunk of money, or 5 years, 6 years, really, of an affordable rookie contract, 100%. Now, if this were again, Trevor Lawrence is a special case. If this were, pretty much any other draft year where it's a Joe Burrow or a Tua or even...
But see, that's because you're higher on Lawrence than say the Bengals were on Jose Burrow.
Yes.
And realistically...
I haven't been as high on a quarterback coming out since... Andrew Luck, probably, I thought, and maybe, I don't know if I was wrong
The thing, if Eric Bieniemy or whoever's going to coach evaluates those guys and looks at Trevor Lawrence, says, you know what, I think he's got potential, but I know I can work with this guy. Yeah.
Let's talk to Keisha. Hello, Keisha.
Hey, guys. What's up, sports?
Sports to you.
Good riddance to Billy O and his quote-unquote complex playbook. I was so tired of hearing about how complex that playbook was. But anyhow, I'm not ready. I do agree with you guys that the heat now is on Deshaun to prove that he is what Dabo Swinney says he is. Just get us a good QB coach, somebody to come in and put together what offense we have left, and let's go from there and allow Deshaun to have a little more control of his offense. So he has that anchor off of him now, because that's what Billy O was. To him was
angry. I don't
Let's
disagree.
See what he really do.
And I hope you're right. And I hope for Deshaun's sake you're right, because it's going to be, I mean, now what Deshaun said yesterday, where he's like, you're not going to steal my joy. I'm happy whether we're 0-4 or 4-0 is basically what it sounded like to me. That's not great. If I'm the guy who just signed him to be on my team for a long time for a lot of money, I don't really like that attitude. I'd like to see you a little bit pained that your team sucks right now and that you kind of suck right now. I'd appreciate you being like a little fiery about it. That said, I mean, you're right. The chains are off of him. He's going to be able to go and I don't think the interim coach is going to say, hey, we're going to be really reserved with how we play you. Although, honestly, it might be the smart move to not go out there and get this dude hurt because in a wasted season.
Well,
which this is now, a wasted season.
It depends, and I think I'd be curious to see what happens if... I mean, look, they've got some donkeys on their schedule, too, that are just as donkey-ish as they are. They've got a chance to salvage something here, but my big concern is...
Do they?
Yeah.
We thought the Vikings were just as donkey-ish as them.
Yeah, but, how often do you...
Cornhole them.
They did, but listen, how often do you see a coaching change turns things around for a team? I mean, maybe just getting away from this guy that they all quit.
It's worked for the Cowboys.
Now, that's another topic for another time. That's a whole show right there. But, I mean, you can't just dismiss the fact that getting rid of this guy might actually make these guys want to play again.
Maybe.
Especially if there are all these issues that we're hearing about behind the scenes. And I guarantee you, they're all going to come out now because players will talk. So, I think you could still pull something together here. My big concern is who's going to call the plays on offense, because you don't have a quality quality coach on that side of the football. Certainly not your offensive line coach. Certainly not your offensive coordinator. And, Romeo can move in and do the head coaching stuff and keep Weaver doing his job, but who's going to call plays on offense? That's my question. And, unless you can find somebody who's sitting around doing TV right now who can jump in, it's a weird time to try to turn things around with a fresh offense. So that's what I'm most curious about, what they're going to do. So I need some answers on that.
I mean, is it safe to assume that Romeo probably has already called Deshaun and said, look, whether it's going to be Timmy or whoever, I'm going to try to put somebody who's going to give you, but I need you to start writing up your favorite plays that you know are effective for you to run, and I need you to come with all these plays on paper to Tuesday. You know, usually have Tuesday off. I need you coming in here tomorrow so we can start going over stuff and what's going to actually work for you, not, hey, we're going to design something and make you fit to it.
Yeah, I don't know if he did that or not. You know, I don't know if that conversation's happened yet.
I mean, it would be stupid if he doesn't, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, but, I mean, you know, who knows? But, I mean, I think that the key will be who's calling the plays. And maybe you just say, all right, Deshaun, you call the plays. And
I don't know. That's not a good idea either.
No, you really think Tim Kelly knows what the hell he's doing?
I don't
know. He had to get it pulled away from him again by O'Brien yesterday. I mean, we know O'Brien can't call plays. Maybe Kelly can, and he's just been hamstrung by this clown. I don't know. That's your only hope. But,
all right, I got to tell you guys about TGS Insurance. Guys, if you own your home, listen up. You're going to want to hear this because, well, unless you've got too much money. If you've got too much money, you don't have to listen. But if you could use some more money and you own your home, text the word money to 232323. What they're going to do is they're going to say, hey, what's your address? You reply back with that, and they'll send you a firm and fair insurance quote within 15 seconds, and it's probably going to save you a bunch of money. I can speak to this because it saved me a bunch of money. I saved over $1,000 on my homeowner's insurance, which is just ridiculous. I didn't realize what I was paying, and that's annually. Graham down the hall saved $2,600 a year. Guys, if you don't know, figure out what you're paying and check with TGS to see if you could be saving money. There's no need for you to be paying more than you should for your insurance. It's so simple, and it takes 15 seconds. There's no risk involved. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving today with TGS.
That I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I'd have to pack my things and go.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPNHouston for 20% off.